He thinks his horse is lost, though he's obstinately speeding his horse on the road. That fine fellow thinks his horse is lost, while his horse is sweeping him onward like the wind.
Which one of you have ever lost a horse? So, no wonder it's difficult to understand this, because you don't know that culture. Have you ever... the people with the reading glasses will understand this better. There are times that you're looking for your reading glasses, right? And you have it on. Maybe on the top of your head, right? That's exactly with riding the horse. But here, Rumi means something else. It means that you're riding on something. What are you riding on? Do you know? You're riding on this animal, this physical existence. But you believe that you're riding on this. You believe in your brain and intelligence. You don't believe in your real existence, because you exist as someone with heart, with compassion and all that, that beautiful image of God, which could be understood in unity. With the separation, you started to be me, 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 and far away. Suddenly, you think as you don't have any horse. And amazingly, with your horse, are you running around to find your horse. It's underneath you, but you don't see it, because you're very busy with yourself. This is what the heart and compassion is. There are people that they think that by coming to these classes, reading these literatures and these courses, they will build some compassion in themselves. Compassion is the creation of God. It's in all of you, but it's a fire covered with a lot of ashes. For safety, that was for transportation. You have to discover it to let the flame start. But you don't believe in that. Because you say, oh, that's no, no, no. That's not the question. That's not my problem. If they talk about, excuse me, where is that part of you which is a human being? The part that is not you. Your personality, your personal history, or your nationality, or your age, or what? You are at the same time a human being, right? What part is that one? Where is it? You don't see it. You think there is none. Because you believe in this one. You believe in whatever images you make. And these images you make starts with your wishes, and these wishes will push you further away. But from this separation, you could go to isolation. You could go to that state of mind to hate everyone, because it's a competition and it's survival and all that. Haven't you read about that? These are the limits that we could be pushed away by intelligence. Suddenly he dropped everything. Is describing the intelligence and the role it plays in you. Says the king, intelligence, I know it's a tool. I'm working with it. But look at it. I'm giving you some forms here, and you understand that these forms are like the meat and bone. The life is the meaning of this. The meaning that is eternal. The meaning that is there to be discovered, not to be found. And when we say to be found, it's not something you lost. You have never had it. You're not aware of it. It's there. It's discovering. It's remembering. It's going back. You see, all are using the opposite sense of logic to tell you that we are not talking about logic. We are not talking about the form. We are not talking about different prophets. We are not talking about different beliefs. We are talking about the essence of unity. That appreciated one, we call them messengers because they bring the message, and there is that message. Where is that message? If you eliminate whatever you have, there is the message, because you cannot make that vanish. You could eliminate all the vanity in you, but you cannot eliminate his message. That's how it works. You don't see his message because it's covered up by a lot of ashes, the residue of believing in personal power, believing in cause and effect, being logical, being intelligent. You abuse that, you overuse it, therefore you pay for it.
In lamentation and inquiry, that scatterbrain runs from door to door in every direction, asking and searching. Where and who is he that stole my horse? What is this under thy thigh, O master? Yes, this is the horse, but where is the horse? O dexterous rider, in search of thy horse.
Isn't this your attitude? When I'll say, okay, you are not this, Rumi will say, 400 times you come stand up here and say, it is me, I will say, no, this is not you. It's not you, this is not you. But you insist that this is you. And when I say, no, I'm talking about this prayer from God. I say, yes, here. Everything is in here. And that's a very good illusion. Suddenly, unlimited, non-physical breath of God is in this flesh. Because I refer to me in, right? I forget about all me outside. What is me outside? Is there? Where is me? You tell me. Where is me? Yeah, not good wordings. Be careful. You have to prove it. You have to show everybody a part of me which is not in me. I can do that. That's why I'm asking you. Can you show something that is me but it's not in me? Rumi was talking about it. What did he say? He said there is a form and there is a meaning. Right? The form is not what we talk about. The meaning is, right? Let's go to my meaning. What is my meaning? One of the aspects that you could understand is the teacher, right? Where is that meaning of the teacher? Is it in me? Maybe if I go and sit down in a boat, and suddenly I inherit a lot of money, and my food will be served over there, and I live there the rest of my life. Am I a teacher? Or am I a boat rider? A teacher, that meaning is in you. If I was the single children of my parents, I would not be a brother. Never. The meaning of me being brother is in my sister and my brothers. If there was none, I won't be a brother. The meaning of brother in me is in my sister. The meaning of teacher in me is in the students, and so on and so forth. My meaning is outside. Inside, there is no meaning. Inside is full of filthy blood and stuff like that, chemical stuff. I'm not inside. Eliminate this outside, then I'm not me, I'm nothing.